whose wolfhound, now lost in Battersea Park, answers to the name of Effie. How will the jolly winter sports party, only sahibs need apply, be finally constituted? Why is Bingo heartbroken? And what possible use can Box A have for a horned toad? It will be objected that these are frivolous and unprofitable topics for thought, that in these distressful times one ought to be concentrating on graver matters, on war debts and on finding fresh excuses for Japan. Theoretically, I know there's a great deal in this, but at heart I am impenitent. At heart, I prefer, and I'm afraid I shall always prefer, the world of the agony column to that great stage of fools to which the editorial pages of the Times so faithfully hold up a mirror. The world of the agony column is a world of romance, across which sundered lovers are forever hurrying to familiar rendezvous, same time, same place. A world in which jewellery is constantly being left in taxicabs with destinations which must surely be compromising. A world of faded and rather desperate gentility, people largely by old Etonians and ladies of title. A world of the most tremendous enterprise, in which Oxford BAS, though equipped only with 5 European languages, medium height and the ability to drive a car, are ready to go anywhere, do anything. A world of sudden and heroic sacrifices, owner going abroad. A world in which every object has a sentimental value,